Miss Kempis.
Kempis Fellowship.
5 minutes for Kempis.
Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 所以我们今天在介绍预决弟兄的时候，我看到弟兄姊妹都很喜乐，对不对？对啊，这就是圣经告诉我们的撒种的和收割的一同欢乐。所以就告诉弟兄姊妹，我们在这个如果在福音这个传扬当中有份的话，我们这个人就是一个喜乐的人，因为愿意大家都是一个喜乐的人，对不对？没听到阿门啊？大家都愿意是一个喜乐的人。 所以，我们今年的福音的目标还有好多需要我们能够在这里一同的努力。特别是我们最近 ，you know， 学生弟兄姊妹也忙啊，然后呢，没关系，然后呢，那个福音朋友也不太容易请到，因为他们都在考试，但是我们还要继续在这件事情上有祷告，所以我们就是希望。 我们的弟兄姊妹今天给我们一些见证，看他们这段时间的如何在这些操练上能够在德人上一同的配搭，一同享受神福音的大能。Amen。Amen。So
when Brother Yiqi has stood up and introduced himself, we see that everyone was so rejoiced, right? So it's as written in the Bible. So those who sow and those who reap should rejoice together.
Amen.
Right, so now we have invite some campus saints to stand up and fellowship. How they labor with the Lord in preaching the gospel and enjoying the Lord in the process.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
对，看到啊，玉杰弟兄啊得救啊，大家都很高兴。但是啊，我想 Boston Ridge 的弟兄姊妹应该是更高兴。为什么呢？因为啊，我们讲哎呀，这个是校园的小牌嘛。可是啊，我们 Boston Ridge 啊，最近就是有一个操练啊，就是愿意啊有份于校园的福音。所以啊，我们啊就把这个负担交通给巴西瑞吉的所有的弟兄姊妹。结果弟兄姊妹也非常的阿门。所以我们就开始了一个饭食服饰的一个配搭，就是我们会有两三个家一起做个饭，但是一家因为他们人多嘛，因为这个小牌里面。 不仅有他们原来的学生的弟兄姊妹，还有这个新的同学。那这个同学们当然从六位到八位不等，有三个有时候人多的话，那这个他们的位置少，所以我们就只有一家去。但是做饭的人家庭有两三家，所以借着这样的配搭呢，他们人数本来好像我记得有时候三位，那后来变四位、六位，然后八位都有所以人数越来越多。那后来。 上个礼拜五呢，我们小牌有一个爱宴，就在巴斯瑞吉，我们就请他们整个小牌过来。那玉杰弟兄，其实当天晚上就应该要得救，但是因为搞得太晚了，所以就没有时间，所以昨天得救。所以弟兄姊妹觉得大家都有份于这样的福音是非常的喜乐。我们不要想说哎呀，这个是学生小牌嘛，那我们社区嘛，刚刚讲到说社区的姊妹们，其实社区。 这个学生只不过是因为人数在这个小牌里面的成员比较学生多，就叫学生牌。但是对于福音来讲，我们不能分啊，说这个福音这个是学生啊，这个是社区，是吧？所以我们愿意在主把我们摆在这校园中间呢，其实有它的目的，就是希望我们尽管不见得。 住在校园附近，但是我们也愿意有份于校园的福音。对，弟兄姊妹不要紧，哎呀，那你们发薪瑞吉是不是？都姊妹都没有上班，所以有时间做菜呢。我想也不是这样，我们的这个文华弟兄啊，他这个早上就把这个菜就准备好了，然后到下班回来这菜就煮好了，也不知道怎么突然从早上到下午就下菜掉了。你们有时间可以请教他，因为他最近对于这个弟兄。 不能做饭，一直耿耿于怀。那姊妹能够做饭呢？弟兄都不能做饭呢？所以他愿意如果弟兄愿意学习做饭可以找我们的文华弟兄切磋一下。那这是一方面呢。那我们总是会想啊，哎呀，我现在还是有些人讲说传福音我想，那我也是学生我。 不能做什么啊？学生也有学生可以做的事情啊。学生可以邀请啊，你所认识的同学们。那有人说，哎呀，我这个小孩子刚出生呢，小孩还小，那小孩也好像我等我小孩长大再说吧。那有人说，小孩长大又说，哎呀，我这个时间又要送小孩学这个学那个，也没有时间。那等我，哎呀，我这个 这个怎么讲，小孩大学毕业了再说吧。那等大学毕业的时候，哎呀，我说哎呀，等我退休之后再说吧。那等一等，等到退休，主子搞不好都来了。对啊，弟兄姊妹啊，不需要等，你不管在什么身份的情况之下，你都有你那一份可以啊为主摆上。所以我们因着这样子的操练，我们也把这个负担交通到B 区的其他小牌。我相信啊，我们Bridgewater 也愿意接受这样的负担，所以他们可能这个礼拜可以过去。那我们后来Highland Park 也接受这样负担，可明弟兄也说在他家聚会的时候，这个学生牌也可以过去跟他们相调。所以我相信这样的负担不单单是在 B 区里面应该有，我想应该全召会所有的弟兄姊妹所有的家庭都要有这样的负担，有份于这样的福音。因为我们是社区的弟兄姊妹，这是一个机会，所以弟兄姊妹抓住这个机会。
Amen. So the saints in the small group of Baxing Ridge rejoice greatly because they have the fellowship onto the gospel with the campus saints. So their practice was they assigned several homes to cook the meal, and then one home would break the meal to bring the meal to the campus meeting. So in this way, they have fellowship and supported the campus meeting. And also, both Baxing Ridge and Highland Park, I think recently Berkeley Heights joined, right?
Bridgewater.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So they invited the campus small groups to their local meetings instead for the blending. So it's a very great opportunity for all the saints, not just those on campus, but the saints in community, to have fellowship onto the preaching of the gospel. Amen. So please don't say, I'm a PhD student, I'm too busy, or my children's too small. You know, we need to get the opportunity today to serve the Lord.
Amen.
好，早上因为时间关系，我就代表 P11 一分钟时间。就是预决得救是整个小牌的 effort， 还有 Busing and Bridge 的 effort。我跟程序我们整个小牌在年初的时候，就是我们香烛许愿有两个果子，然后到四月份的时候就已经到五月份的时候就完成了。然后新学生来以后，我们发现学生那么多，我们觉得还需要扩大我们的心愿。然后，但是我们这个心愿有所改变，就是我们弟兄们还姊妹们在一起求，我们希望有一个长存的果子。我相信预决是那个长存果的 to be。这个过程中我们很喜悦的是，因为我们改变了我们以前传福音的方式，我们是把他作为我们的朋友，作为我们的家人，跟他一起生活行动。我相信他有这样的感觉，他会感觉到我们是他的家人，我们也感觉到他是我们的家人。所以我们发现得救是个很自然的事情。我们像弟兄姊妹我们小白弟兄昨天听了一首诗歌叫同在基督身体里面做肢体。昨天听到这首诗歌的时候特别感动，因为我发现在过去这两个月中，小白中每一个弟兄姊妹都摆上了自己那一份，而且都是非常愿意摆上，对福音有负担。而且 Busing and Bridge 也在关键的时刻，也是很奇妙，都是主的工作，在最好的 timing 以后把饭食带过来，而且也把他们那个所享受的基督带过来。所以在整个小派聚会时，满了主的同在。
So the entire P11 they had the same burden and they prayed together in one accord. So and they sought before the Lord that the Lord would give him one remaining fruit, and which is brother Yuxue to be right.So we need to. They made a change that they contact the gospel friends as if they're a family, a family member or a close friend to them. So they established this, and their salvation is very natural. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, English. Yeah, go.
Amen.
you have fellowship?
No,
okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. So we'd like to give you an encouraging report for the undergraduate club. Well, it's been very merciful, and we've been enjoying him a lot. One word that comes to mind is that we're continuing steadfastly. And in our Bible studies and our home meetings. I guess I'll just share what I enjoyed. I really appreciate our home meetings. So our home meetings, we start a line... kind of found in 2 Timothy, whereas we have two hashtags, okay? So it's flee and pursue. That's the first hashtag, and the second one is with those. So, you know, and in the campus, there's a lot of things to flee from. There's a lot of things. Sometimes you just need to get away, and the best time to get away, you know, especially now that it's like midterm season, it's very overwhelming. And sometimes it's really nice just to, you know, get together, overwhelm students, overwhelm the lovers of the Lord, to get together, be overwhelmed together, and not only that, but also to bring, to come to the Lord, you know?
Amen.
Get some peace and get some rest.
Amen.
So I just really appreciate it. We're fleeing and pursuing with those.
Amen.
And I found that this isn't something that's, you know, it's like a... It's just like, you know, oh, it's a nice thing to do, but actually, something that I need. You know, I need to flee and pursue. I need the saints, you know. I need to with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
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 So, also in the, I guess we've been having a number of Bible studies on campus throughout the week as well. And so, it's interesting, this year we started, like, having videos after the Bible studies as well. And so it's a lot of ways that it's like, we have a main Bible study, and you know we have 15 or 10 to 20 that have come. But it's like you hear a lot of people are coming through other ways. But what we're covering is the economy of God, and so it's really awesome. You know, we've been looking at the residence of the divine spirit and how, you know, the spirit's in our spirit, and just getting into these riches with all the students. It's been really, really encouraging. And so, yeah, we're looking to the Lord and just.
Amen.
It's awesome. It's glorious.
Amen.
I just want to have one, you know, testimony against those on the video. Every week I would receive this video, and it was so encouraging. You know, even some of the saints who I seldomly see them properly because they don't come to the church meeting, right? The Lord's Day meeting. But through the video, I see them functioning, like Brother. You know, Nick, right? I saw him, and then some other brothers and sisters who I normally don't see them fellowshipping, but they were doing the video. It was very encouraging. I don't know if those are available. Maybe we can make a link to our church website, or I don't know, something that make it more available to the saints. You know, I think Amen. Those are really encouraging.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 我们的弟兄们交通说，在这个学期里面，他们开展了一方面开展家庭的聚会，另一方面在校园有这个查经的聚会。那弟兄们的得着就是说，他们学会了要坚定持续，尤其在他们进入到提摩太后书的时候，他们从一个经节里面得着亮光。第一个是要逃避着邪恶的世代，第二个是要追求主，凭着一颗简单的心追求。那最重要的呢，是要有同伴，是要与那些倾心呼求主名的人一同来追求主。在这个查经的这个查经学校查经的聚会里面，通常会有15到20位来到这个聚会中。那这一学期弟兄们在聚会里面不仅是讲信息，并且还有这个拍摄这个视频。那在这个视频里边，明静弟兄分享说，他看到这个视频特别得鼓励，发现有一些平时在聚会中比较安静的弟兄，在这个聚集里边那个担起了这个负担，然后尽起了肢体的功用。所以感谢赞美主，愿主祝福我们的校园的工作。
所以我们借这个机会让弟兄姊妹有这样的一个感觉，能够一同的在校园中能够有份。刚才这个 Baskin Ridge 的弟兄姊妹给我们做了很好的榜样，虽然他们好像离校园很远，但是呢他们还是可以有份于校园的福音。那么他们英文的英语的，刚刚他们没有交通，他们上前两个礼拜他们有一个叫做 Progressive Dinner。 你们有没有听过什么叫做 Progressive Dinner？ 就是说他们在一个家中吃 appetizer， 吃开胃菜，到一个家吃主菜，再到一个家吃点心。这也是家打开的一个方式，非常好。所以弟兄姊妹，我们既然主把我们摆在这里，我们就有份于校园的工作，我们有份于校园的福音，也有份于校园的牧养。那同时呢，我们也刚才感谢主这个智能利用交通到 B 区的所有的小孩都要加入所以那个校园小孩你们要抓住机会你不要在坐那边等他们来说你们要不要我们帮你做菜，你要去找他们好不好？然后呢，这个苏元牛也说了预言 Berkeley Heights 虽然还没有 volunteer， 他们是站在里头了所以我们是全部总动员，好不好？我们都有份于可能你们的看你们的情形，可能每个礼拜最好，不行一个月一次也没有关系，总是照着我们的度量，但是我们都需要有份。
Amen. Praise the Lord. So brother said, I believe this is a great opportunity for the community saints to have fellowship in the gospel meeting. So do you know what progressive dinner means? Right? It means that you have appetizer in one home and then move to the other hometown, the main course, and then the next house to have the desserts, right? So we can use all these opportunities and these different ways to have fellowship. So also, I accidentally prophesied that the small group of Berkeley Heights should take fellowship in this, should join in, right? If you can do it every month, every week, it's the best. If you can do it every month, you know, it's still good. So according to your capacity, but you, the point is we need to have fellowship and serve as the body. Amen.
Amen.
就是说刚才我们听到就是看到很多就是我们饭食的需要，确实是，就是你可以看到我们校园需要饭食，我们福音聚会需要饭食，所以这个饭食其实我们需要属灵的饭食，但是我们physical的饭食我们也是需要，所以我真是鼓励弟兄们能够起来做这个饭食，因为这不是笑话，其实我们姊妹啊也知道就是说你们弟兄有这个能力。
然后另外一个就是说，你可以看到restaurant里面好，厨师都是男的。I'm so encouraged. Our brother has such a burden for the meal services. All these years, it's always, you know, Sister Judy and I kind of tag along. But I'm so encouraged. Our brother has such a burden. Our brother's testimony showed us: if you have a heart, you have a way.
Well,
not just for cooking part, but I mean for the serving. You know, the saints in, you know, the far out skirt area serving the meal services and coordinating with the students. But brothers, if you always use the excuse that you, because you are a brother, so you cannot cook, well, sorry, that excuse is gone. Yeah. And we have a brother here who's very burdened to teach you, to coach you, to show you the way. And trust me, it's not hard.
Amen.
If they can do it, you can do it. So I think if you are, you know, have a burden and you are willing to learn, please contact Brother Wenhua. He's more than happy to help you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we'd like to have some prophesying over the this past week's material. So, okay. Before that, we want to have some fellowship with the children.
First, John, Brother John or Wei Ping, are you here? Okay, Brother John.
John?
I think John, because he's serving today and he come in and out for several times. Anyway, make it quick and short. 现在就是报告跟预告。 先是有点报告，两个星期以前，I'll finish in two minutes and you guys two minutes of each，两个星期以前我们有一次儿童的所有的服侍者的交通，那一天呢我们来了28位服侍者加上10个young people，那天我们很享受，很多弟兄姊妹，尤其 Esther Chen 带我们唱诗歌， 所以呢我想来的弟兄姊妹们一定是非常享受的，所以呢会后呢我们也分享了这个如何往前，我们的目标，我们的意向，还有具体的实行，看了一段的 video 的 training， 那弟兄姊妹们很多供应，就会后要求说我们应该很快的这个开始教师的训练。 等一下我们就有训练，瑞涵你要愿意来参加，你willing，请你来。Amen，感谢主。再一个呢，已过这一个多月呢，我们K到六年级呢，我们所有的班都会每周定时的会发出很详细的报告，每个班家长们 please， 请你们仔细阅读，因为你那一堂课所有的信息都在里面，还有孩子们的操练，因为我们是一同来服侍我们的孩子。
简单的报告，在这里，等一下是预告。Amen. Amen. A week ago, all the serving ones, many of the serving ones and many of the young people came here and had a fellowship. So we enjoyed the hymns first, and then we watched the video, you know, which teaches us how to move on. So we were very burdened by that, and then we decided that, you know, we should have a kind of a teacher's training to get us improve. So this, which will start today, right? Amen.
Our calendar, 预告, 是一个月一次，尤其是 Berkeley High 回来的时候呢，我们会有一次的利用经济的时间，就是午餐十二点半，尽量十二点半到一点钟，我们会有半个小时的 video 的 training 跟半个小时的祷告跟discussion。今天就开始，等一下请到隔壁的那间请服侍者们是英文的 video training， 所以 young people if you want to come, you are welcome to come。那因这是从10月19号开始，但是children's presentation in November， 下一次我们今天是 young people 他们来展览，下一次是我们儿童会有一部分儿童来展览。
Amen。
下一次集中的时候。Amen。 然后呢 parents 的 open fellowship 家长座谈会在11月份进行，我们要善用基督身体里的丰富，也许brother Dennis from 纽约或者陈寻弟兄会来，所以请你们，所以这个具体时间没有定，但是我们会在11月份，请弟兄姐妹们注意你们的时间的安排，非常宝贵的机会。最后一项说，弟兄姊妹们，你们知道我们主日有分几个班照顾我们将近60位儿童吗？几个班？对，6个班。哎妈，感谢主，6个班。所以现在我们每一次呢集中聚会的时候会请一个 coordinator 这个来介绍一下他们班的情况。今天我们请 brother John 介绍一下6年级的，因为他是6年级的 coordinator， 6年级的情况。Only 2 minutes John。And the last one is we are going to have... Oh, okay, you go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I'll make a quick transition first. So it's that we'll use our time in a very efficient way. So we'll use the time every third Lord's Day when Berkeley Heights comes here. And then we'll have the fellowship watching the video during lunchtime. And then there's the children's performance in November. And then we'll have a...open fellowship for the parents also in November. Yeah. So, and also, on the Lord's Day, we will invite one of the coordinators for one of the grades to fellowship with us. So today we have Brother John, who is the coordinator for the sixth grade. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the sixth graders.
Amen.
The time with the sixth graders, it's been good. I think it's a good slow start. With the sixth grade class, we are covering a lot of biographies of famous Christians. So, you know, George Mueller, Fanny Crosby, Count Zinzendorf, some other ones I can't think on the top. Oh, Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon. So this has been really good. It's a good books for a testimony of men that love God and gave their lives to God.And I think I just asked the young people, or the sixth graders, and they all said they really enjoyed their books, some of them. You know, they said they were kind of inspired. You know, they're truthful. Maybe sometimes they're like, I'm forced to read this book. But I think a little seed is being imparted into them with reading these books. And also, it's been good. We've been able to call the young people every week to ask them to memorize their books. But I think one thing that... my burden is that, you know, us sixth grade teachers, we only see them once a week. I see Megan like all the time, but that's the only one I see all the time. But Megan's very faithful to memorize her verse and read her book because her parents are also very faithful in having her read her books and memorize her verse. So I think all the parents should be use this as a pattern.That they need to be faithful because their kids, they're not going to remember. If I remember when I was in sixth grade, I barely remembered to write down what I was supposed to do for my memory verse. Or I was naughty once, so I'd lie and say, oh, they didn't give us a verse. So, you know, it's the parents' job to make sure that they memorize their verse and also read their books. So I think this is something my burden is, that the parents would really take initiative to follow up on their children. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. 弟兄交通道说，
来不及了，我翻
了。Okay. All right. Thank you. 关于周五的儿童小排聚会，我们一直有一个照顾的这个需要。那现在大概有超过5个小排，以不同的形式呢，在照顾儿童。我们现在请我们卫平弟兄给我们分享一下他们带儿童的喜乐。Make it short.
我就说了几句吧，就说我们儿童真的是很需要我们的服侍啊。这周五聚会的时候，我们通常都是哦唱诗歌，对不对？
我们大人一起唱诗歌，唱完诗歌，然后我们读经，然后我们祷告，结束了。儿童好像不在这里边。那我们从现在开始，从前几周开始的，我们说我们先开始，先有儿童，啊，儿童先唱一首诗歌。哎，这还儿童进来，我们唱的每次都唱得很喜乐哈。我们先唱他们会唱的《On and On》的这个《Wide Man》的《Silly Man》，我们唱的非常喜乐。我们大人一起跟着也很喜乐。然后下一步，我觉得我们也要把什么，把他们 weekly 的这个verses 可能需要加进去。比如说在第二天他们要去上课了，我们可以再去 remind 一下他们，他们去 memorize verses 来嘛，这些事情，把。不作为我们那个家庭聚会的一部分。
Amen。
另一点呢，哎，说刚才文化弟兄说啊，做饭需要我们弟兄起来哈，我们儿童服侍，对不起，弟兄们也要站出来。我们这个弟兄呢，我们这边的，你看这个儿童服侍呢，好多的姊妹还是为主了，我们需要弟兄们在那儿。
Amen。
弟兄们在那儿不一样，你知道吧？你儿童们感觉到是不一样的。今年我也是刚开始服侍二年级、三年级。我很喜乐，我真的很享受。然后每次跟他们在一起，我真的是非常的享受。然后我们有几个小男孩，就是很调皮。我觉得那小男孩调皮就是调皮，他应该是他们的天性。然后这个学期我们非常强调他们性格的一个培养。尤其他们年纪这么小的时候，如果性格培养不好，我们后边再多的真理也没有用。所以我们一直说要培养他们的性格，培养他们的性格。所以真的也需要我们更多的弟兄们也站出来，加入到我们的服侍里面。
谢谢主。
Amen. Prophesying builds up the church.
Amen.
So we don't want to discount our prophesying meeting. So we still want to spend some time to get into this rich material.
Amen. 神言能够建造召会。我们还是用下面一段时间来把我们这个晨兴里的丰富跟弟兄姊妹一起有交通。
Amen. So we will end the meeting by 12:30. So I only plan to speak for, let's say, 7 minutes. So Lizzo, can you time me?When I hit my 5 minute mark, let me know, and then I will wrap it up.
弟兄让那个乐州啊，给他 time 时间啊，到5分钟的时候就要提醒他。
So this week we're on the second half of Jacob's prophesying with blessing. This is week 35. So if you have your books, you could turn to that.
这啊，今天啊，我们是在晨兴圣言的第35周，是雅各用祝福来说预言的第二部分。
But just to refresh everyone's memory, we know that blessing in the Bible is not something material.
Right. 那么在这里祝福不是仅仅是一个物质的。
By definition, blessing is a person.
根据这个定义，这个祝福啊，乃是一个人位。
So blessing is a triune God filling us to the brim.
那这个祝福就是三神注入到我们的里面。
Overflowing from us and into others as life.
从我们里面满溢出来，供应给其他的人。
So when Jacob was blessing his sons,
当雅各来祝福他的那个儿子的时候，
this was his prophecy over them.
这是他对他们的预言和祝福。
That God's people eventually will become like them.
那神的儿女，众儿女们就会成为那样。
Of course, not all of Jacob's speaking was positive. Some were a matter of warning.
尽管有一些的预言不是那么样的正面和积极，但也是有警告的意味。
So we need to take heed to everything that Jacob spoke to his sons.
那我们就需要关注他所讲的每一句话。
Because his 12 sons is just a reflection of all of us.
那十二个儿子就是反照出我们的光景。
So this week we come to the last six, and it starts with Dan.
那这一次呢，我们进入后六个儿子。那我们从但开始。
Maybe we could read the verses in day one, Genesis 49:16-18, and Deuteronomy 33:22. We could read this simultaneously in English and Chinese.
我们一起来读。
Dan will judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan will be a serpent in the way, a viper on the path that bites the horse's heel, so that his rider falls backward. I have waited for your salvation, O Jehovah.And concerning Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leaps from Bashan.
Amen.
From these verses, actually, it's very interesting to point out that there's both something positive and something negative.
弟兄姊妹看到这里面既有积极的一部分，还有消极的一部分。
In Deuteronomy, it brings out the positive side that Dan was a victorious fighter as a lion conquering over his enemies.
在申命记里面，这里看到他是小狮子从巴山里跳出来。
But then in Genesis, in Jacob speaking, you see that he is also signified by this viper that bit the horse.
那么在创世纪里边，你也看到那蛋还是那鹿中的喙，他要咬伤马蹄。
So Dan started in a very positive way. That is, he won the victory over God's enemy.
那从正面积极的一面，蛋在这里边，他有得胜的一面。
But because he became proud, he became individualistic, he became a serpent that actually frustrated God's move.
但当他得胜成功之后，他成为了那毁蛇，骄傲和单独并独立占据在他的里面。
So this the application to us is whenever we care for ourselves, we will suffer loss.
弟兄姊妹，这里面我们所做的应用是当我们在这里高举我们自我的时候，我们是要就要承受这样的一个损失。
You know, Dan set up in the Old Testament another worship center, and it caused massive confusion.
但在那里，他在但城里面设立了另外一个敬拜中心，造成了巨大的损失。
This was considered as an apostasy. It turned God's people away from God.
这被看来是从神定命之路离开，是背道的一个光景。
So in order to be safe from this, we actually need to take care of others.
当我要从这里被拯救出来，我们就要关心其他弟兄。
So I appreciated that the tribe of Gad follows the tribe of Dan.
那弟兄姊妹，我们接着看来，加德的这个部落，这一支派也要接着但的支派。
Let's read the verses in Deuteronomy 33:20-21.
论
Amen. With Gad, actually, we see that he was a tribe that did not, they were a tribe that did not just care for their own interests.
那我们就看到加德这一支派，他不仅顾到他们本支派的权益。
You know, after Jehovah gave the allotment of the land to the tribe of Israel, Gad was given a portion of the land that required them not to cross over the River Jordan.
那加德，那个神给加德这个支派，他一个美地，那他要得的这块地呢，是在约旦河东边，他不跨越这个约旦河。
But I really appreciated the verses here in Numbers 32:6. Moses asked the tribe of Gad, "Shall your brothers go to war while you stay here?"
在申命记32章那里边，摩西说，他为了得到这地，他要，他要过河吗？
对。And this really touched me because actually this is a question we need to ask ourselves.
那这样很摩托弟兄，那就是说他有这样一个看见。
Brothers and sisters, you realize there's a war going on.
弟兄姊妹，你们看到这里面有一个属灵的征战在这里。
Your fellow brother and your fellow sisters, we're all fighting to take the land.
Amen. Yeah, 我们的弟兄姊妹都在一起来征战，得着这个美地。
And it's not easy.
这绝不是一个简单的事情。
Then question is, will you stay where you are and not go to war with your fellow brother and sister?
那问题就是，当在这个征战里边，我们是不是会自相残杀？对不起。我们会不会去一起征战？对不起。
In other words, are you willing to fight for your brothers?
你们愿不愿意为弟兄姊妹而征战，站起来征战？
You know, when we wake up in the morning to have a time with the Lord, is that morning revival just for yourself so that you can be filled, or is our view changed so that if we realize that if I don't feed, I will have nothing to give to my fellow brother?
Yeah, 当我们每天早晨在这里晨兴的时候。这仅仅是为了我们个人的享受，还是在说这里说主啊，这样的晨兴也要为了兴起弟兄姊妹们来。
Do we eat merely just for ourselves, or do we eat for the body of Christ?
我们仅仅是为了我们个人的属灵的享受，还是为了基督的身体的享受？
This I'm gonna kind of spend time on this particular day because this really touched me. You know, in the reading, if you read this, it actually is from the verses. It says that he executed the righteousness of Jehovah.
这里看到亚瑟，他这里来施行耶和华的公义。
In other words, when we care for the body, we are executing the righteousness of Jehovah. So that means we are right before God and before man. So on the flip side, that means if we don't care for the body, we are not being righteous.
当我们对着我们的弟兄姊妹，对着基督的身体不公义的时候，我们也对神没有办法有。
In other words, my view should be, if I don't enjoy the Lord in my daily living, I wronged my brother, Lizzo here.
Yeah, 弟兄在这里说，如果他今天不能够得着享受这个主的话，他甚至亏欠他身旁的小弟兄。
That should be our view.
这才是应该是我们的看见。
Another thing that touched me, that in Romans 12, we see actually a picture of the body life.
在罗马十二章那里边，也给我们看到基督身体的生活的意象。
We know that to the will of God is just to simply have the body life.
那神的这里的意象就是让我们有一个身体的生活。
And in the reading here, it says that when we present our bodies, that is the proving of the will of God.
Amen.
当我们在这里展现基督的身体的时候，
当身体献上。
将身体献上的时候，我们在这里是实行神的旨意。谢谢。
Amen.
And again, this sentence touched me really. He said, "Nothing is so right as caring for the members of the body."
Amen.
Which words?
This is in the reading.
Amen.
Nothing is so right as caring for the members of the body.
没有比来这里关心照顾我们众弟兄姊妹更是正确的事情。
How do you take that from the verses in Romans? Well, it's very simple. You know, if we don't show up to the meetings, if we don't present our bodies a living sacrifice, we're not taking care of the body.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在这里不是来到聚会中间，不是将我们的身体献上，我们没有办法关心照顾。
I think many of us, we have experience of this, that it was a real struggle to get to the meeting.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现很多时候我们会要在这里挣扎着才能来到召会聚会中。
And then sometimes we just decide not to go.
有些时候甚至我们说我们不来了。
But when we don't show up to the meeting, do we ever realize that it's not just about me, but what about the others?
那弟兄姊妹，我们看到今天若是我不来，弟兄姊妹会怎样？
I'm so glad all of you came to the meeting this morning. Because if you all didn't come, then it would just be me and the table. Do we have that realization? We cannot miss the meetings. To come to the meeting is to take care of your fellow brothers and sisters.
来到这里面参加主日的聚集就是照顾
And then even in the matter of fellowship, you know, when we are living in the body, so we need to fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，论到交通的这一面，我们也要在基督的身体里面多有交通。
In making decisions, we should fellowship with the other members.
当你在这里做决定的时候，是不是我们要和弟兄姊妹和基督身体的肢体多有交通呢？
That is to take care of the needs in the body.
那就来顾到基督身体和众肢体的需要。
That's how we can practically fight for the brothers.
那就是我们实际上怎么样和弟兄姊妹并肩在这里征战。
And finally, one last point that touched me is in the service groups.
那另外一个在这里服侍的这一面。
In the church life, there's so many services.
在这个召会生活中有很多的服侍的项目。
Do we fellowship? Do we pray?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有交通？有没有祷告呢？
If we don't, and we think that we could do it all, I know it better, then we are being very individualistic.
如果我们是说啊，我自己一个人都可以做，我们在这里可以独当一面，不需要交通，不需要祷告的话，那是有重大的损失。
The fact that we think that we could serve without praying with others just means that.We are not being body conscious.
那如果说我们在这里边率先的做事，没有祷告，没有交通的话，那我们就是没有身体的感觉。
So brothers and sisters, we don't want to be like Dan. We want to be like Gad.
Amen.
We're
here to pursue with all those.
Amen.
We are here together to fight for the land. Okay, so now I'm just going to finish, wrap up. The next day, it talks about Asher and how his food was the choice foods.
Amen.
And he was found as one whose feet was dipping in oil. And this just means that he was full of the Spirit.
Amen.
And when we have the bountiful supply of the Spirit, we can experience absolute rest. With peace, strength, security, and sufficiency.
Amen.
So I hope this week our feet would be dipped in oil.
Amen.
And the highlight of the tribe of Naphtali was that as a hind, it symbolizes resurrection.
Amen.
还有拿弗他利这里就是像表，预表着被释放的母鹿。It typifies the resurrected Christ.
在这里就预表着复活的基督。And
when we are filled with His resurrected Christ, our words are so sweet.
当我们在这里被复活的基督所充满的时候，我们的口里面满有佳美的言语。And
when we speak to others, they have satisfaction and joy.
当弟兄姊妹得着这样的时候，就会得着真实的供应。And
this blessing is being poured out to all the lands.
这样的一个祝福，这样的一个恩惠，是遍满全地。Both
to God's people and all the unbelievers for the gospel.
既给神的这个子民，又给那些外邦的这个外邦人。And
then finally, the last two is concerning Joseph and Benjamin.
最后两个是约瑟和便雅悯。
With Joseph, we don't have time to read these verses, but if you look at these verses, you'll see that God's blessing is universal.
Amen.
在说到约瑟预言的时候，这是来讲到三一神祝福的宇宙的一面。
From ancient or from eternity past into eternity future, it's all of time.
从古时已过，宇宙永远到将来的永远。
And from the heaven into the deepest part of the earth, all of space.
所有的空间从天到地，包括地底下的深渊。
God's blessing is there.
那么神的祝福就是在那里。
This is the final outcome of God's people.
这个神的选民他所得到的终极的享受。
We will be forever enjoying the universal blessing of Jehovah.
Amen.
我们会得到耶和华神他永远的宇宙的祝福。
And then finally, the tribe of Benjamin.
那么最后谈到便雅悯的这样的预言。
I appreciate, again, there is a positive and then there's a negative aspect.
这里面还有积极和消极的一面。
In Jacob's blessing, Jacob said that the tribe of Benjamin would be like a ravenous wolf.
在这里谈到便雅悯就是那撕裂的狼。
In other words, he will be able to tear the enemy into pieces.
那这里预表着基督来毁灭他所面前的仇敌。
So before Satan, we are ravenous wolves.
在撒旦面前，我们就是那撕裂的狼。
You may not feel that, but you need to declare that in faith.
当你虽然感觉你不是，但是你要在信心里面宣告。
This is Jerusalem. She will be terrible in the face of the enemy.
丁子，你听懂了吗？Amen.
And then on the positive side, Moses in Deuteronomy said that actually Jehovah will dwell in the shoulders of Benjamin.
在那里摩西他的祝福便雅悯他说，耶和华旁边在一个，他必在耶和华旁边的安然居住。
In other words, we will be the eternal dwelling place of the triune God.
我们就会是三一神永远的居所。
Brothers and sisters, this is our destiny.
弟兄姊妹，这才是我们的命定。
We will be in God and God will be in us for eternity.
神在我们里面，我们也在神里面直到永远。
So are you full of encouragement and hope?
Amen.
You know, we all started like Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah.
弟兄姊妹，你看那里，虽然从流变西缅立位和犹大开始
，But eventually will be like Joseph and Benjamin.
但最终罪人要成为约瑟和这个便雅悯。
This is your journey and this is my journey.
弟兄，这是你的旅途，这也是我们的旅途。
May we continue to cooperate with the Lord so that He can gain in us what He is after.
弟兄姊妹，当我们和神同工的时候，我们愿意成为这样的人。
That we would become the eternal dwelling place of God, the New Jerusalem.
我们成为神永远的居所，就是在新耶路撒冷。
Amen.
So I think we still have some time for all the saints to please share from this rich portion of the ministry.
弟兄姊妹，你们里面若有满意，站起来，有交通。
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really enjoy that there is a process, even after we fall by being individualistic and being proud, we have a way to be resurrected, to be recovered.
Amen.
Which is portrayed in the way through Gad, through Asher, and through Naphtali. So we need to firstwe need to care for the, and fight with the brothers, right?
Amen.
Fight for the brothers. And then we need to enjoy the Lord so that we can present the royal dainties, right? We can have the food in us first, and we have our standing in grace. We do not rely on ourselves, but we realize that everything and every single thing that we can do is not from us, but from God's grace.
Amen.
And finally, we need to be one with the resurrected Christ.
Amen.
It's portrayed as the hind, right? Even the hind of the thorn as one of the titles of the Psalms, right? So we need to, first in our morning revivals, we need to come to the Lord at the dawn, right? And enjoy Him as the hind that has the skipping power in us so that we can be enlivened, right? It is by... It's not by ourselves, but by making ourselves one with the Lord that we can be led to this recovery and to be revived every day.
Amen.
Amen. 弟兄，我在这里快快地和弟兄讲一下，弟兄姊妹交通一下他讲的。弟兄在这里分享，他很享受加德的这一面。那这里看到他不是一个单独享受的一个胜利的人，他乃是和众弟兄们一起来征战。关于亚瑟这一面呢，他也在这里享受，从这里预言里是享受基督做生命丰满的供备。那他最想他第三面他享受是在拿弗他利这里边，当我们经历这个早晨的时候，经历复活的早晨的时候，他那里边就有一个跳跃的感觉，然后释放的母鹿的感觉。
Amen. 因为时间的关系 because of time right now after this when we share no translation, okay, we just exercise our spirit 90 secondsOkay, and then for the saints who cannot understand English or Chinese, please have someone just translate on the side, okay, so that we can have more saints to share. Okay, 90 seconds, yes.
I think most of the college, the young people that speak English and understand English, shouldn't be in English first?
That's fine. If you use English, just use English. So that's fine, yeah.
Amen. So who's next?
Amen. We all want to be blessed. And I guess in the past of 2 weeks, we are all immersed in Jacob's blessings. But dear brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about what is the purpose of Jacob's prophesying with blessing?
Amen.
It's not merely for his 12 sons. It's for the dwelling place of God.
Amen.
For the dream of a vessel.
Amen.
Just like Brother Shepherd mentioned,If we don't, we enjoy the Lord, not merely for our spiritual benefits.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the body.
Amen.
For God's body.
Yes. Amen.
So, at the end of this message, Lord, keep reminding me that, Lord, I'm not here for my personal benefits.
Amen.
I'm here for the dream of a vessel.
Yes. Amen.
For the build up of the church.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Let's take the opportunity. Don't wait.
Yeah. 我很宝贝那个嘉格，他是蛮了解身体的感觉。这个话一说，其实我们看看我们在教会里面，其实我们身边都是很多弟兄姊妹。刚才弟兄们也讲到，其实我们每天早上来到主面前读主的话的时候，不单单是为着我们自己，但是当然是为着我们自己。我们读主的话，我们享受主的时候，我们这个人就调整得合适，就是说我们能够成为一个能够供应生命的人。不然的话，我们有时候一起来忙着做事情，不好好享受主的时候，我们见到事情的时候，就会我们的己就会出来。尤其是跟年轻人待在一起的时候，说句实话，看不惯的东西太多。你看不惯的时候，你的眼神，你不说话，你的眼神就能够把人家杀死。所以我经常这个星期六，因为要好几件事情要做，我真的是恐惧战兢的。我就是怕我自己出来，我一出来的时候事情没办好，到时候把大家都搞得都不高兴。所以我真的是觉得很大的一个需要，我们每天都需要来到主面前，需要在主面前被调整，需要在主面前蒙光照，然后使我这个人成为一个合适的人，我和人相处的时候能够成为一个帮助人的人，成为一个供应生命的人，而不是一个定罪人的人。所以昨天晚上就也跟 Debbie 有一点点交谈，因为他做了一件事情，我一下子就不高兴了。然后，但是感谢主，后来我们的那个 fellowship， 我们的交谈的时候，我们就都能够拿到主面前，重新被主更新。
Amen.
这个我感觉早晨的这个弟兄姊妹们的交通啊，实在是有圣灵的带领，特别是对这个嘉德和蛋这个一对的这个对比啊，很有感觉。我看到真的是这个在这里，蛋他失败的一个原因就是他只顾到他自己。但是呢，嘉德他得胜的原因呢，就是拿他顾到身体，顾到他的弟兄们。我觉得这个在这里啊，早晨也有很多的好的见证，特别像这个志成弟兄起来这样的见证，这个也就是嘉德的灵啊，是不是？他顾到这个校园，他不是说只是我在那里已经是非常好，我们在这里何必花这样子的代价，是不是？这个把饭送到那里，那这个前面的弟兄们在这里的交通也是一样的一个。一样的灵，我们的弟兄们也需要有在这个事物的服事上，不论是饭食还是其他方面的，需要有更多的摆上。这其实就是今天主在这里啊，呼召我们所有的肢体啊，要一起度量，能够尽他的功用，能够啊，这个在召会里面有这个联络的经和供应的节。那我们呢，每一个人主在我们把我们摆在召会当中啊，都有我们的一份，所以我们不要轻忽主给我们身上的这一份。这也就是雅各给他的这些子，给他的儿子的这个祝福啊。你看他每一个儿子，他的身上都有他的特点，但是啊，每个儿子他这个借着他的特点呢，又有他的啊这个所带来的一个祝福。那也有啊，这个些儿子当中啊，他们也给他们一些警醒。所以这些警醒的话也是为我们的，这些祝福的话也是为我们的。所以感谢赞美主，所有这些的雅各的对他儿子们的祝福和有这些预言啊，今天都要实现在我们的身上，至终要带来新耶路撒冷哦，这个宇宙性的祝福。这个祝福还不单单是为了我们，乃是要为着整个的宇宙、整个的世界、整个的人类哦。主啊，万物都在今天在这里啊，热切期待神的种子的显现了、啊、哦，我们真是在这里啊。哦，愿意真的是与主配合，主啊，你成就，你坐在我的身上，愿你啊更多的调在我的里面，让我更多显出神儿子的荣耀。感谢赞美主。
这个礼拜我这个读到周五的时候，我是非常的喜乐。
Just interrupt. Just make sure the all the saints can has a translation. Like the Yang Ming, you have to translate for Scott. Okay, I didn't see you translate. And then Brian, translate for Art, please. Okay, and then I saw already some saints already translate. Please, yeah.
就是在读到这个给约瑟的福的时候啊，我就开始非常开心，因为这个一共有十项，所以我就一项一项圈起来，山啊、太阳啊、月亮啊，哇，实在是太好了，一共有十项。可是呢，最后两项大家知不知道是什么？给约瑟的福的最后两项，第九项呢，他说是生产乳养之福，然后呢，第十项呢，其实就是这个 十个福是什么？
住在荆棘。
住在荆棘中，这个这个的喜悦。那意思就是说，其实前面八样都是很普通的。但是呢，如果我们得到了前面八样呢，我们没有得到第九样跟第十样呢，我们如果没有得到这个神的这个生命的生产有氧之福，跟如果我们没有得到这个我们如果不知道这个住在荆棘者中的喜悦是什么的话呢，那其实我们的教会生活其实是非常的可怜的。那我今天早上就在想说，这个我们的神啊，他其实是给我们这个宇宙这个的至宝，什么东西都给我们了，可是他自己是住在荆棘里面。那谁是荆棘呢？其实我们就是荆棘，所以他真的是很可怜。就是说他其实他有一个美意，他要带我们去这个，他要把他的自己给我们，可是我们自己呢却是非常的不像样，我们自己呢却是像荆棘一样。所以呢，他其实是希望能够把他自己做到我们里面，他的心意呢是要这个建造他的这个圣殿，让我们呢都我们能够与他一同在里面居住。所以我真是觉得我们需要看见这个最后两样的福，一个是呢就是神的居所，一个就是神永远的生命。
Amen. Amen.
Meeting, I brought a friend, his name is Chris, and at first he came and we were outside playing sports, and at first he was like, oh yay, we get to play sports, and then after we came home, he said to me, oh, I don't know anyone, and then at first he was kind of shy, but then after dinner we started singing, and then he really opened up and he was really enjoying, and I heard him say amen to the things we were singing.
Amen.
And so I just want to ask for prayers for him. His name is Chris Ao.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
No more sharing? Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, in the past 3 weeks, we went through the 3 sections of the blessing. I hope this word is not only the words on the book, is not only the biblical verses, is not only something of your knowledge, brothers and sisters. I hope these are something that is finally becoming something into our being.
Amen.
That we can regular, always, day by day, moment by moment, and exercise this blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 神的心意的这条中心的线上，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，阿门，
have a sense that we are not individual.
Amen.
We are members of the body.
Amen.
Lord, all praise you that we can enjoy your life every day.
Amen.
So we can be filled up with all the saints.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, thank you for all the blessings.
Amen.
So it's not about personal spiritual benefits.
Amen.
It's about the house of God.
Amen.
We are the church.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, give us the vision of the body.
Amen.
We are your church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. 主天的祝福
Amen.
我们知道我们的好处都不在你以外
Amen.
所有的这些祝福就都是基督
Amen.
求你基督住在我里面
Amen.
成为我的一切
Amen.
成为我们召会的一切
Amen.
向着召会做万有的头
Amen.
借此你羞辱你的仇敌
Amen.
在建立起来的召会里面
Amen.
主啊阴间的门不能胜过他
Amen.
谢主
Amen.
主啊，谢谢你把属天界里各样的福分都赐给了我们。
Amen.
哦，主啊，实在是，哦，主啊，让我们真是天天能够经历你的祝福。
Amen.
哦，你的祝福的各个方面。
Amen.
哦，主耶稣，主啊，也把我们做成祝福人的人。
Amen.
哦，主啊，是的，你的心意乃是要得着一个团体的人。
Amen.
哦，主耶稣，叫整个宇宙都能够蒙福。
Amen.
哦，主啊，今天我们就在这个新人里面。
Amen.
主啊，把这个新人的事迹天天的做到我们里面。
Amen.
主啊，祝福就是你的自己。
Amen.
哦，主耶稣，更多的与我们调和。
Amen.
主耶稣，让我们也是天天更多向你的敞开。主啊，我们祷告，你用大能将主啊加强到我们里面的人里。主啊，听见我们这一周的生活。主啊，让我们每一天主啊都讨你喜悦。主啊，来到你面前。主啊，被你充满。主啊，使我们能成为一个祝福人的人。主啊，我们每个人，每个身边的人都蒙你的祝福。主啊，我们。
Blessing you have done on the cross.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you because of you we can live.
Amen.
Oh, right. Make us humble as you are humble.
Amen.
Make us holy as you are holy.
Amen.
Make us righteous as you are righteous.
Amen.
Have mercy on this new generation.
Amen.
Oh, cover them with your blood.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy to deceive them.
Right.
Oh, we love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Give us such a view of body consciousness.
Amen.
For the building of your body.
Amen. Amen.
We give you this next week.
Yes.
Oh, that we would take advantage of every opportunity.
Amen.
To gain more Christ.
Amen.
That you would gain your church.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our meeting will stop here. Let's enjoy our lunch.
Amen. Amen.